crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Canadacrime.ca, your source for Surrey, BC crime rate information. According to the latest statistics from Surrey Mounties, there has been a significant 16% decrease in criminal code offenses when comparing the first half of 2024 to the same period in 2023. This drop translates to 16,816 cases in 2024 compared to 20,080 in 2023. CanadaCrime.ca is committed to providing comprehensive coverage of crime rate trends, serving as the primary source for crime news and information across Canada. Understanding these statistics is crucial for residents, businesses, and policymakers to make informed decisions about safety and security. The recent decline in crime indicates positive developments in public safety, although the overall crime landscape remains complex. CanadaCrime.ca will continue to analyze and report on these trends. Understanding the Surrey, BC crime rate. Understanding the nuances of Surrey's crime rate is crucial for residents and law enforcement alike. The city's crime statistics provide a comprehensive overview of the types of crimes being committed and the trends emerging over time. Violent crime statistics. Violent crimes in Surrey include a range of offenses such as homicides, assaults, sexual offenses, and robberies. These crimes are considered serious due to their impact on victims and the community. Homicides and assaults. Homicides and assaults are among the most serious violent crimes. While the overall trend in violent crimes can fluctuate, understanding the specifics of these crimes helps in tailoring law enforcement strategies. Sexual offenses and robberies. Sexual offenses and robberies are other significant categories within violent crime statistics. Analyzing these crimes helps in identifying patterns and areas of concern. Property crimes. Property crimes, including break-ins, auto theft, fraud, and mischief, are significant concerns for residents and businesses. CanadaCrime.ca provides detailed insights into these trends. According to the latest RCMP statistics, fraud cases in Surrey have increased by 4%, although identity theft has decreased by 28%. This divergence highlights the complex nature of financial crimes. Break-ins and auto theft are common property crimes that affect residents and businesses. Understanding the trends in these areas can help in implementing preventive measures. Fraud and mischief cases. Fraud and mischief cases are also significant. While fraud has seen a slight increase, mischief cases have dropped by 13%. Arson incidents have decreased dramatically by 36%, contributing to the overall improvement in property crime statistics. Crime category change: shoplifting plus 16%, stolen property cases minus 29%, fraud plus 4%, identity theft minus 28%, mischief cases minus 13%, arson 36%. These trends indicate a mixed picture for property crime in Surrey, with some categories showing an increase while others decrease. CanadaCrime.ca's reporting helps in understanding these trends and their implications for the community. How Surrey compares to national averages. To grasp the full picture of Surrey's crime situation, it's essential to compare it with national crime trends. This comparison not only provides context, but also helps in understanding whether Surrey's crime challenges are unique or part of a broader Canadian trend. Surrey's crime rates versus Canadian average. Surrey's crime rate stands at 5,318 incidents per 100,000 people. When comparing this to the national average in other Canadian cities, it becomes clear that Surrey faces significant crime challenges. CanadaCrime.ca provides comprehensive data that allows for a detailed comparison. Cities like Laval, QC, and Quebec City, QC, with populations of 440,050 and 548,244 respectively, have crime rates of 2,177 and 2,520 per 100,000. These rates are less than half of Surrey's, highlighting a substantial difference in crime trends across different regions of Canada. Comparison with similarly sized Canadian cities. Despite these positive trends, certain challenges persist. Mental health-related calls continue to represent a significant portion of police work, with 1,585 such calls in the first quarter of 2024. Furthermore, while drug overdoses remain a serious community concern, there was an 8% decrease in fatal overdoses compared to the previous year, with 44 fatal overdoses in the first quarter of 2024. These statistics suggest that targeted approaches to specific crime categories are yielding results, with particularly notable improvements in drug-related offenses and property crimes. As Surrey continues to evolve, it is crucial for law enforcement, community organizations, and residents to adapt to these changing crime patterns to maintain and accelerate positive trends. FAQ. What are the most common types of property crimes reported in Surrey? The most common types of property crimes in Surrey include theft, break and enter, and fraud, with theft being the most prevalent. How does the violent crime statistic in Surrey compare to other Canadian cities? Surrey's violent crime statistic is relatively lower compared to some other major Canadian cities, but it has seen fluctuations in assault and robbery incidents over the years. What is the likelihood of becoming a victim of a crime in Surrey? According to the data, the chance of becoming a victim of a crime in Surrey varies, but overall, it remains a relatively safe city with a low crime incidence compared to its population size. Are there any specific community issues that contribute to the crime trends in Surrey? Community issues such as drug-related offenses and socioeconomic factors can influence crime trends in Surrey, as they do in many other cities. How do crime rates in Surrey compare to the national averages in Canada? Surrey's crime rates are generally in line with or slightly lower than the national averages for property crime and violent crime, though there can be variations from year to year. What types of crimes are most likely to be reported to the authorities in Surrey? Crimes such as theft, break and enter, and fraud are among the most commonly reported to the authorities in Surrey, reflecting the city's property crime trends. Has there been an increase in homicides in Surrey in recent years? While Surrey has experienced some fluctuations in homicide incidents, the overall trend has been relatively stable, with occasional spikes that have garnered significant attention.